Welcome to the Van Hack Podcast, the podcast for tech talent that wants to get hired abroad.
So, hey everyone, welcome to another Van Hack success case. Today I'm here with Akshara from India. Thank you so much, Akshara, for joining us. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Hi everyone, this is Akshara here. I'm from India and I am a Ruby on Rails developer. I have a total of 10 years plus experience in software development, and my skill sets are like I've worked on Python, Django, Ruby on Rails projects, as well as a little bit of front end experience with HTML5, JavaScript. And I've recently joined this company called Curatio, which is based in Vancouver, and as a senior Ruby on Rails developer. I'm enjoying it at the moment, the new job, new responsibilities. Yeah.
That's awesome. And Akshara, why did you decide to look for a job abroad?
The main reason me and my husband were looking to relocate was for better opportunities, and I know that the kind of work that we get and exposure that you get to work when you're working for companies like in Canada is pretty great, and you get a nice experience and overall experience of, you know, say in my case of software development and management, and you have a lot of responsibilities when it comes to working with companies abroad, so basically that's what I was looking for.
Awesome. And how did your story with Van Hack start? How did you meet Van Hack?
Yeah, so like I explained, we were exploring options for relocation and relocating to Canada. And I think Van Hack was one of the first which really helped me to look for jobs in Canada, because being located in India, it wasn't very easy to, you know, apply for jobs in Canada and understand the requirements and have an entire process of recruitment for any companies in Canada. And that's what I was looking for, and I came across this Van Hack portal wherein I saw a lot of cases where success cases as well, where Van Hack was helping people to, you know, relocate to Canada and find their dream jobs as per their skill sets, as per their preference location, where they want to relocate and the work kind of the kind of work that they want to do. And Van Hack was the way, so I decided that Van Hack was the way to go for that.
Awesome. That's awesome. And how was your job search before Van Hack?
I'll say before Van Hack, I was exploring through, you know, those job sites and LinkedIn, and I was but it was pretty tense, and I wouldn't get sleep for sometimes because it's very, very difficult, you know, understanding the mindset of the recruiters when just by looking at the just a LinkedIn profile or just by looking for a job requirement, you don't really understand what the company is looking for, what are you looking for, whether you match what the company is looking for or not, and where you need to improve. So before Van Hack, this the entire thing I had to look into all these things, and I wouldn't get much information. Also, there wasn't much material you know, to help me understand that process before VanHack.
Amazing, amazing. And how did VanHack help you with help you in your journey to find a job abroad?
Yes, just definitely VanHack helped me a lot in this journey of finding my dream job in Canada. In the sense, I'll say, first of all, my resume was not up to the mark as per the expectations of Canadian companies. So VanHack helped me improve, update my profile, and gave me good insights on how I can add pointers to better enhance or highlight my abilities and my skills. And definitely then I didn't join the premium VanHack premium member, I wasn't a member, but in spite of that, VanHack would continuously share a lot of materials with me and to help me with interview process on the common questions, interview questions, and both technical, behavioral questions, how to improve, and plus they would conduct like mock interviews before any actual company interviews. They would conduct mock interviews and to get a sense whether I have studied the company or not, whether I know what is the required job responsibilities, whether I have I'm prepared or not, whether I need to improve myself before I go for the actual interview. And then I think even I did join the VanHack for Women channel, and even through there I got to interact with a lot of other aspirants who also want to move to Canada and who are in a similar situation like me, and we got to interact and have like knowledge brainstorming sessions with them as well. I could connect with them, I could discuss with them like how was the interview or what questions were there were asked and during that in for them, and which again helped me to prepare myself for upcoming interviews. So yeah, that I think this is just a very brief of how VanHack helped me, but to summarize, that's would be it.
Yeah, this is great. The community is really helpful, right? Yeah. That's why we really believe that we hack together and we can build knowledge together.
True.
So let's talk a little bit about your interview process. How was your interview with the company you got hired?
So this company that I joined is Curatio, which is a Vancouver-based company. And so the interview process for this company was initially there was a HR interview to get a sense of my skills, my work experience, my expectations, and whether compatibility to their requirements. And following which, I had a second round of interview with the technical team, or that is the actual development team which I'm working with right now. And it was like, that was the technical interview first round. Wherein they had like general Ruby on Rails questions and design patterns questions and basic normal technical how interview goes, and whether by explaining what is a Git work, Git flow, what is the those kinds of questions, how to testing for a platform which we use, and general basic test technical interview questions, which are I think also they're mentioned in the VanHack's site. And then after this second round, they sent me a take-home assignment, which I had like 1 week to complete this. And yeah, so after submitting this, then they there was another second round of interview. Again, this was a technical with a more in-depth technical and behavioral interview kind of. And after that, then there was a final HR round, and there was a background check and HR round, which was conducted by the Paul, who is the HR out in Croatia. And I think that was the interview process for them.
That's great. And let's talk a little bit about the preparation you got before the interview. So you had a mock interview with an advisor from VanHack. Did you feel that it helped you feel more prepared for the actual interview?
Yes, definitely. It helped me. In the sense, I could better construct my answers. Based on those mock questions and those answers which I was giving. I could better answer in my actual interview because they were almost similar, I'll say. Because in the first round of interview, there was quite the common questions which are asked, So yeah, definitely the mock interview helped me, and it also gave me kind of confidence that yes, I am prepared for with information about the company and what is expected out of me. And I could also prepare the questions for the company, which are questions from my side for the company, or those kind of things, which it helped me prepare for that.
Awesome. And how was the feeling when you got the job offer?
It's incomparable. I mean, I was like, low tension free, and I could completely focus on my work, and even Curatio was very helpful with the entire process. So they were pretty they were constantly in touch with me. If any initially there was some laptop I needed to get procure a laptop, and then. So they were constantly in touch with me whether they want to whether I would like them to send me the laptop from there, or whether I would be buying it or and reimbursing it or not, and whether I have things set up or not. So even before joining Curatio, I got the feeling of being a part of that company. So yeah, that was plus point, say, of show. Although I was very happy about getting hired, and the way they welcomed me, it definitely I didn't have second thoughts whether I should continue exploring other options or not. So yeah,
that's amazing. And Akshara, during your journey looking for a job abroad, not only with the one that you got hired, was there a time that you thought about giving up?
Well, not giving up as such, definitely there was a point when I knew that I had to step up, I'll say, instead of giving up, I'll say step up and improve my game. Although I have 10 years of experience, I have been in just one company for the last 10 years, so it was after a gap of 10 years I was giving interviews and being on the other end of actually taking interviews, which obviously it was a completely different, you need a different mindset for that. It was, that's what I'll say,
That's awesome. And you've been working remotely for the company, right? How is life now?
I'm enjoying every part of it, even though it's remote and with this pandemic and things, we are definitely we constantly interact over Slack, and we're connected to the team. Even the team in Canada itself is cross located across Canada, So it's like some few of them are in West Coast, few are in East Coast, some in Central Canada, plus me. And the team is very helpful and accommodating, and they try their best to accommodate my timings when considering when scheduling meetings and to make sure that it's not pretty late for me. They're even fine with scheduling calls in their evening times, even if it's inconvenient for them, but which is my early morning for me, to accommodate my schedule kind of. So that's one of the things which I really like about this company, and they are definitely giving me a lot of responsibilities, and I'm learning a lot at this company. And the team is very helpful, like I mentioned, if I have any queries, I can reach out to the even I can reach out to Linda, who's the CEO, directly if I have any issues with if I have any questions, if I have any doubts. It's pretty transparent, and they have like a flat architecture, and every week you interact with the entire team. You have like a daily weekly huddle with the entire team, wherein you get updates about whatever is happening in the company, or even if you are not involved in that discussions and the sales and part, but yes, you are in you are aware at least what is happening, what is not happening, where we need to go, or where we are headed. So you get a sense of belonging to the company, and that you're a part of this company. And yeah, I think the team is also happy with my performance, which is definitely a good thing to hear, that they are happy with my work. And they have also extended my contract. I mean, all the probation is complete. They have extended my contract till I reach, till I move to Canada. And so they're happy with the way things are going. And I'm also happy with the way things are going.
That's amazing. And Akshara, my last question is, what tips do you have for the Van Hackers who are looking to get hired abroad?
First of all, you need to have your profile updated first. That's the first foremost, because that's what attracts the employers to consider you as a candidate for the positions. So your profile has to be up to date, and it has to highlight all your skills. If it is minor 6 month project, or could be just certifications, anything that you feel can add value to your resume needs to be there on the Van Hacks profile, so that the companies are aware, and they can because that's where those other matches are made, the profiles match. And so that's the first and foremost, I'd say, update your resumes. And definitely go through them. Secondly, I'd say go through those materials which are shared on Van Hack's site, video. Go through those videos, those common interview questions, the behavioral questions, what to expect, what not to expect, what to do, what not to do. More importantly, what not to do, and during an interview, and be confident while giving your interviews. Prepare yourself. Prepare about the company. Understand what the company is looking for, and just all the best.
Awesome, Akshara. Thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing your story with us. And we hope to see you soon in Canada.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Van Hack Podcast. Make sure to create your account at vanhack.com to access jobs that are hiring from abroad.